Hey friends, welcome back to season 3 of Stars of Learning podcast, and I'm your host Jyoti G, and this is an exclusive leader spotlight interview with our guest on their insights and experiences. And I'm sure you will have loads of nuggets which will inspire you to take action and also connect with my guest. By the way, friends, if you're joining to this show for first time, then make sure you also check my previous episode and do subscribe to my channel so you're notified on our upcoming shows. Hello, Shanti. Welcome back to part 2 of this episode. And this is like a hot seat conversation, okay? And it's like a rapid round to know about the leaders who come on my podcast, Stars of Learning. And these are some powerful questions, you know, targeted to know about you, what you do, which will influence my listeners to engage, enlighten, and empower. And that's the mission of my podcast. So are you ready?
Oh, I'm excited. Let's go ahead.
Sure. So to begin, my first question, Shanti, according to you, what is your star moment?
I'm a coach. I'm a facilitator. So when my learners, when my coaches come and tell me how things have changed, transformed for them for the better, I think those are my star moments. I save all of those WhatsApp messages or emails or LinkedIn messages. I'll take screenshots and savor them, you know. That gives me energy every time I need. So those are my star moments.
Wow, inspiring. What inspires you to do everything that you do today?
I think my passion drives me. If you've seen my LinkedIn profile, I say developing and growing people is my passion. And I'm so happy to have found a profession where I can live my passion day in and day out. I never feel that I'm working. It only feels that I'm living my passion. So it just makes me happy, energetic, motivated throughout whatever I do in my day.
My next question, Shanti, if you own a company, I know you own a company now, Grow with Satori. So what's one thing you would do differently in learning?
In learning? You're asking a learning person about learning.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was thinking for a minute. But, you know, when because you are the founder, right? You need to bring that learning strategy to the organization. Then what are you going to do there?
Yeah. So I'm going to be talking about an ideal situation. I have a very small organization. I'm not there yet. But as my organization grows, I think I would want to make training and learning democratic, wherein the employees are able to choose what they want to learn, not because they are in a particular team, they're in a particular profession, in a particular role, but it's okay. If they want to learn to play guitar, please learn. If they want to learn a different language to code in, please do. The idea is to sharpen their mind, their thinking, their broaden their horizon. That would be one. And not just focus on, you know, what the business needs, what the HR needs, what the manager needs. Beyond that would be the first one. Second, if given a magic wand, I would make coaching mandatory in all organizations across all levels.
I wish to. Big high five to you for that.
They yeah. only impart knowledge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But how to embed that knowledge in your day-to-day work and practice and behavior and bring that transformation, I think coaching is equipped to do that and not just training. So definitely coaching for everyone across all levels, not just high potentials, senior executives, but
yes,
everyone.
Yes, everyone. Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. Very inspiring. And again, moving on, the 3 most important things you would like to accomplish right now, maybe for this year.
Maybe for this year. Huh? Okay. Yeah. One is my Empower program, EMPOWHER. As you can make out from the name, it is for empowering women professionals, leaders, homemakers, aspiring entrepreneurs, any woman. This program is open for them. Why I'm struggling to fill in the program is because there is a cost associated with it. And mm-hmm. women hesitate to invest in themselves. So my dream, my wish is more women start to invest in them as they learn how to grow, nurture, take care of themselves, and hence be able to take care of others. So if I'm able to fill in my upcoming batches for Empower. I think that is goal number one set. The other two may be a little longer, but I would love to make loads and loads of money, 1 crore a year. Grow my business.
Dream big.
Dream big. Why not?
Yeah.
And definitely focus a little bit on my own health. It's very easy to advocate and, preach. I would want to bring my health and taking care of self part a little, take that a little bit more seriously on a side.
Just to add to that, Shanti, I think health was never my priority at all, and last year I put that as my goal and I lost 20 kgs in 1 year. You know,
I can see that. It's so amazing. You're one of the people who's motivated me, so I am right behind you.
right. Women ignore, or they shy away even if they are unwell, right? They don't want to tell. They want to go on and on. They don't take that conscious thought on themselves. So that's where I thought I should bring this up. So my next question is based on my audience request, Shanti. And this is not an interview question, but they are keen to know the strengths of the thought leaders who come on my podcast. So if I may ask you, what are your strengths?
I won't even answer it like an interview. One is that I don't give up. My resilience is my biggest strength. No amount of failure, setbacks, what people say, what relatives say, what my manager say, none of this is going to hold me back. If I fail, it is okay. I will be sad for a day, but then the next day I will get up, brush my teeth, think about how I'm going to cover up for that loss, cover up for that mistake. What have I learned? What went well? What can I do differently? And then get on. I think that has helped me thrive through these 27 years in my career. The second one, I think, is also my ability to learn. I ensure that I invest both money and time for my learning. At least one certification or a new skill every year. That's my goal. I've been living it for the last 10 years very, very successfully. This year has been a highlight. I've had two certifications, so I'm very proud of that too. But idea is at least one new skill, one new certification, one new learning, which does involve time commitment as well as money commitment. I think that I'm proud of, and that has helped me. Last but not the least, I think, is my ability to connect with. Being a coach, I think it's important to be able to connect with people and relate to their worlds, their experiences. The phrase I used earlier, that I have been fortunate to have a wonderful supporting family. Most women can't relate to that. And if I come from this thing that, I have had a supporting family, why don't you? It will not
work
in my role. I really need to understand that not everybody has the same size of the pie. Everybody has a different size, and I need to be understanding. So those are my key strengths.
Interesting. And connecting to the previous episode, we did a session on women leadership and limiting belief, and you did recommend a lot of good books there, Shanti. So if I may ask you, in this part two, any book which is very close to your heart and why?
I'm an avid reader. I can recommend hundreds of books. So how do I answer this question? One is definitely what I mentioned in the last session, How Women Rise is a must for every woman.
Okay.
Every woman should review that, read it multiple times. Because every time you read it, you get a different perspective. The other two books I will talk about, what I'm still reading right now, it's not done yet. One is Smart Brevity. And don't ask me the author names. I'm not very particular about the author names. Smart Brevity, I know there is one Mike Allen in the author's list. Others, I don't remember. But it talks about how can you say or convey your message very succinctly and impactfully. Being a trainer and coach, I know I'm very verbose. I talk a lot. And that shows up in my LinkedIn posts or my WhatsApp messages. It goes on and on and on and on. And that book is now, as I'm reading it, I'm reflecting on my writing style, that I'm adding so many unnecessary details that my viewer is not interested in. So how can I write succinctly? The other, I'm not reading it, I'm listening to it, is again a very women-centric book. It's called as Women Who Run With The Wolves. It is by a lady called as Clarissa Pinkola, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly.
Okay.
So the book unfolds a very rich cultural myth. It blends fairy tales, folk tales of the African region from where she hails, and how that talks about women showing up as powerful as running with the wolves. How can you consider yourself as free, and what is holding back? So the theme, I think, is very, very similar to How Women Rise, but the presentation of this book is very intriguing. It is a hard read. That's why I switched to listening on an audiobook, because I wasn't able to read such a heavy book, but listening is far more comfortable from there.
Okay.
I'll stop at that. I'll go on.
Shanti. And I like the way you brought in the investment for yourself and doing a lot of certifications and all of that. So you yourself is a coach, certified coach. So my next question to you on that, what are the characteristics of the best boss or a role model or mentor you ever had? And what made that person great for you?
One is that selflessness, where the leader is not thinking about his or her own growth, his or her own next step, next career move, but is on that give mode. How can I grow my team, grow my people, nurture my team, nurture my people? I think I really admire and respect such leaders. And I think I gave an example of a leader in the previous section where he agreed to be at my same career level, knowing we'll be in the annual review, we'll be pitted against each other, knowing that he was okay with it. I think that was one more thing. The other thing is when my leaders nudge me to do a little bit better every time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not stretching so much that I'll break, but challenging me to the right level, nudging me a little bit more so that I'm continuously improving on whatever I'm doing. I think that is very key for me.
Yeah, yeah.
And freedom, autonomy, the way I want to do things, I think that's very important for me. I've enjoyed working with leaders who've given me that freedom. Do this the way you choose to. And I find it very difficult to work with leaders who have an idea and they're not able to accommodate any deviation.
They put you in the frame.
Yeah.
Right. Well laid out, and I truly agree with all the things what you mentioned. And Shanti, to drive in the life, the kind of a role you're playing, right? There could be some best tools that you are using it on a daily basis to be a better you. So what are those
tools? I'm I'm obsessed with organization, structure and planning, if I have to put it that way. I know I sometimes bug my team because I am so organized and structured in my head, I expect them to be too so. So I'm not telling them when to do what to do, but I want them to know by when will you do? Do you have an idea? That is what I want them to be sharing. And I've struggled with that, you know, having notebooks and to-do lists because I can't carry my notebook everywhere. Having a tool or a system or a spreadsheet on my laptop didn't work. So now I use a tool called as Notion, which has really, really helped me. I get connected to it using my email ID. It syncs across all my devices. So if I'm on my way back home talking to one of my clients, he says he assigns me a task and asks me to send him something, I can quickly note it on Notion. And at home, when I open my laptop, it is there.
Oh, nice.
At home at night, if I'm thinking of something, I can just put it, note it in the Notion on my iPad. And when I come to office, my laptop, my system has it. So it is all synced. I think that makes my life very, very easy. So that is my tool of love in the recent months.
Wow. Very nice. The cool app, I could say. Yeah. And are there any habit, Shanti, that you are practicing which has made you successful in whatever you're doing now?
One is learning. As I said, I build a new skill and competency every year. It's been like that for a long while. There was a gap, but then now I've gotten back on track. And then for the last 10 years, every year, something new I've built. The other thing is also I have a vision board.
Okay.
It's a very private, half a chart sheet kind of a thing which I keep it rolled in my locker. Every 2-3 years, I have to change because several goals I have achieved, several new ones are there which don't have a place in that chart. I have to refresh my vision board every 2-3 years. But that vision board keeps me true and aligned to my actions, what I'm doing, where I'm moving, where do I want to be in the next 3 years. I think it keeps me honest and lets me know where I'm headed. So okay, those are tools that really help me.
Interesting. The vision board. Yeah, I have an annual planner on every month basis what I need to do. But this vision board is something I'm curious. Maybe I will explore. Thank you so much for that. And
one more thing, my vision board is not a series of things that I write down. It could be a picture that inspires me, newspaper cuttings, magazine cuttings that inspire me. It could be a quote that inspires me to move to a goal. It could be my own picture. So I've to lose weight, I've put my 20-year-old picture there saying that's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a mix of pictures, quotes, snippets. There is a LinkedIn URL also there. So, yeah.
sure. I follow you heavily on LinkedIn, so maybe I will explore that. Yeah, my next question is very close to your heart because you're in the L&D for last 24 years or something. So how do you see learning trends in the future?
One trend that nobody can miss is personalization and AI. I think AI helps in personalization, giving the learner what they exactly need at that point in time, how much they need, customizing the same content based on the learner need. I think that's picking up. You have LMSs, you have aggregators that really do that well. I think lots of gamified elements with AR and virtual reality and all included are also helping several learners. I know that, can I take names of organizations? Is that okay?
Sure. You can.
Flipkart uses virtual reality to help people practice packing of products. So a big time investment is in how they pack their products. So the virtual reality people, without wasting paper, without wasting packing material, the workers would wear gloves and practice packing. And only once they have met the quality requirements of the packing n number of times can they actually go out to the production floor. I think this is a wonderful example. Wow. And one that I'm picking up right now, I think, is also coaching. It has moved from just the elite, the top tier, or as a remedial approach. I think there are these aggregators and coaching platforms that are making it available at a low cost to everyone. And that's changing the perspective in organizations where they're willing to experiment at least. Teach, coach 15 people. So they're trying out that. I think those are some wonderful trends that I am looking forward to.
Yeah. Sure. I think, Shanti, we have come to an end of this interview, and there's one last question. And before I ask you that, how can people reach out to you?
You can reach out to me on LinkedIn.
Shanti Sharma. Okay.
And I'm on Instagram. I have a YouTube channel, Grow with Satori. You can connect with me there. Email shanti@growwithsatori.com. It's a single W, growwith. That's the only thing people need to take care of. It's not a grow and then with WIT. So two W's are not there.
Okay.
Whatever suits them, just ping a hi on LinkedIn and I'll be very happy to respond.
Sure. Thank you so much. My listeners are curious to connect with the thought leaders like you. And on a closing note, Shanti, and that last question, your advice to people who are new and want to accelerate their career?
Are we talking about women only here?
You know, it's both men and women.
First is believe yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe yourself. Both of it. Embrace a growth mindset. Engage in continuous learning. Build a strong network. I don't think the messages are different for the two genders. I think it's important that the magnitude of growth mindset, the magnitude of networking, women need to it is difficult, so they need to take additional steps.
Yes.
Include ally champions in their group. If the work that you're doing is not aligned to your career goal, think of ways to leverage the network to realign, refocus your career.
Mm.
And one thing specific to women, I think, is lead in support other women grow in their careers that can have a huge impact and change.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I think that's very inspiring what you laid out for the career part, Shanti. So ladies and gentlemen, all the links and resources which we have discussed in this episode, we will make it available on my podcast, Stars of Learning, and also on my website, prajvitaknowledge.com, that is P-R-A-J-V-I-T-A, knowledge.com. Please do check the description box for more details. And thank you so much, Shanti, for being on this show and sharing all your insight and making this conversation more meaningful to my listeners. Knowing you, what you do and what you practice, this will help them, you know, connect and collaborate and excel. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jyoti, for giving me this opportunity to connect with such wonderful audiences. So thank you.
Thank you. So friends, if you have got any learning or motivated hearing to this episode, then make sure you do tag Shanti and myself and share with your friends for this amazing information you have learned. And I will always be grateful to all my lovely listeners who tune in to listen and leave a, you know, a comment so that, you know, it'll help our podcast grow. I really appreciate your support in that. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Be safe and do something engaging, enlightening, and empowering. Thank you.